Well, Jim, I can see you're not too happy, but you must be so frustrated by that performance.
I am, when we needed to come up trumps, we never. I think it was a poor performance. I don't think many players come up with any credit. I don't think it was a tight game. It was always going to be a tight game. I thought we lacked a bit of composure. They lacked a bit of composure. I think we've hit them on the break a couple of times. You just need that final end product stuff. It looked easier to score at times with the final pass to just roll into someone to put it in the net. And, that's what we've lacked all year. End of final third stuff, decision making, quality, hitting the target, working the keeper, scoring goals. What that does, puts a little bit of pressure on your back line. And as it was, they've thrown caution to the wind. We just couldn't get that pass right to set up on a counter-attack, which was set up to do. We looked nervous, but I can't use that as an excuse because Barnet are in the worse position than what we are today. But as I say, it wasn't a great game. I think it was a nervous edge of both sides and a lack of composure, but the only bit of composure on the pitch on the day was the goal. And it's a fantastic strike by the lad, good leader, good play. I'm absolutely gutted, but it's hard for me to come out here 10 minutes after the game and try and be focused on what I've got to say and things like that. But it's still in our hands at the end of the day, but we've given ourselves a big task. If I think about the points we've let go this season and the goal, well, not so much the goals you can see, but certainly the other end, we've had good opportunities today to take the lead, and that would have made the game to completely different. As it is, they threw caution to the wind and, bombarded the box, and Big Akinde's a top striker at the level and thought he was a handful all day. I'm gutted. I'm absolutely gutted, but it's a lot of hard work that's gone on in this football club. I said it in the week, me included, 16 years have been here, and it hurts me more than anyone. We've set up to try and win the game today. We've said to the lads, go after the win. If you don't win it, draw will be enough. And as I say, we've got to do more in the final third. We've had the opportunities we've lacked, and we've been done on a sucker punch, so we've got to take it on the chin. And now we go to Coventry next week, and we know what we've got to do. It's all boils down to one game, and we'll certainly do our utmost, but we've got to play better than what we did today and show a little bit more game management or quality that we need to get the all-important point that we need.
It is still in your hands, and that's probably the most positive thing of the day, really.
It's the only thing we can take out of it. I'll say there's not many players who come out with much credit. We've let ourselves down. We've got a little cushion. We know what we've got to do. We know how to, they've got to win at home. Obviously, Chesterfield are already down, but capable outfits, as we know. We've got to go to Coventry, in the playoff mix, and just scored 6 today. So it's in our hands, but we've got to do better than what we did today to get something from that game. But as I say, there's no one more determined than me to get over the line. There's a lot of hard work behind the scenes, and when you care about people, and you've got to do it for everyone connected with the club, all the staff, all the players, all the fans, past and present, people who've been here for years and years. We've got to knuckle down and come up fighting next week and get us over that line.
A lot of negativity at the end there. You've got to turn that around now. Next 7 days, haven't you? Probably the most important 7 days of your managerial career.
It is, yeah. Who knows what the future holds? I might not be here myself next year, so it's one game. As I say, it's horrible to have your last home game in such circumstances. I can understand people's frustrations and that. The finger's always pointed at the manager because players win games, managers lose them. I don't think we can do much else there. In the final third, we got in a good few times and we lack quality. So, you call negative. It's if players miss a chance or someone doesn't pick someone up from crew away, it's my fault. So, as I say, I know that's the way the game is and I've got to take that on the chin. So, we'll come out fighting next week and we'll give it our best shot. And as I say, everyone's negative today, everyone's down, it's not ideal. But there's 7 days, and hopefully in 7 days' time we're feeling a lot better than what we feel at this moment. So it hurts, it proper hurts at the minute, but as I say, we go again. You can't feel sorry for yourself in life and football. You know, we've got to get in, have a good week's training, and step up to the plate and embrace the challenge away at Coventry next week. We'll beat them at home this season. And hopefully we can go there and get something out of the game. What we need to get us over the line. But as I say, down at the minute, everyone's negative, everyone's doom and gloom. But, you know, tomorrow we wake up and we've got to be positive and embrace the challenge.
Got some big experienced players in there. This is the week, surely, for them to really step up for you.
Yeah, I think without doubt, you know, 11 players will start the game next week. We'll start with a point. We'll try and win the game. If it's not to be, a draw will be enough for us. But everyone, senior players have got to step up. Staff have got to get round the players. Fans have got to get round the players. And players who have played a lot of football this year have got to step up to the plate. It's as simple as that. It's a massive game for us. We know what's expected. We've got to have a positive week and go there next week and be positive and try and get what we need, and we'll do all we can to do that.